This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. defense leaders on Tuesday met with Israel's Minister of Defense as the United States warns against a ground offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. But tensions between the allies put any progress in question.
In Gaza today, the number of civilian casualties is far too high, and the amount of humanitarian aid is far too low.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that the meeting with the Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant addressed alternative ways to target Hamas and Rafah. He says the sessions focused on ongoing threats to Israel and how to destroy Hamas. Russian officials persist in saying Ukraine and the West had a role in last week's deadly Moscow concert hall's attack, despite vehement denials of involvement by Kyiv and a claim of responsibility for an affiliated of the Islamic State group. 12 people drowned trying to reach aid and drop by plane off of a Gaza beach.
Video obtained by Reuters, people in Beit Lahia in North Gaza can be seen up to their necks in water trying to retrieve boxes. The desperation turns to despair as lifeless bodies are seen dragged onto the sand. It is the latest in a string of incidents involving deaths during aid deliveries in the tiny, crowded Palestinian enclave. Some are foraging for weeds to eat or baking barely edible bread from animal feed.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's new Navy spokesman says that Ukrainian forces have sunk or disabled the third of all Russian warships on the Black Sea, which is a major blow to Moscow's military capability as the war continues into a third year. Ukraine's Navy spokesman told the Associated Press Tuesday that the latest strike on Saturday night hit the Russian amphibious landing ship that was resting in dock in a sea in Russia-occupied Crimea. A British court says that Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. on espionage charges unless U.S. authorities guarantee he will not get the death penalty. The ruling is a particular impartial victory for the WikiLeaks founder. Two high court judges say they would grant Assange a new appeals unless U.S. authorities give further assistance in 3 weeks about what will happen to him. The UN Refugee Agency reports violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has reached devastating levels, though forcing millions of people to flee to safety.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling for urgent action to end the violence, which is threatening the lives and well-being of civilians in North Kivu, South Kivu, and Ituri provinces. It says official and makeshift displacement sites are overflowing, with people desperately seeking shelter from indiscriminate bombing and other human rights abuses. The UNHCR reports armed groups in the region increasingly are using heavy artillery. This amid reports of bombings targeting civilian locations in the Minova region of South Kivu. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Search continues for victims of Tuesday's collapse of a major highway bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore over the weekend.
It was brought down when it was hit by a container ship. The missing are part of a crew that had been filling potholes on the bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We are still actively looking for survivors. We know, and that's the pledge we've made to these families, and this is still very much an active search and rescue mission.
The collapse will have a major impact on Baltimore's port and regional transportation. A trucking industry group says the bridge was used by 3,600 trucks today. I'm Norman Hall.
AP correspondent Norman Hall again. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.